I went into this session working with Richie on a series of intentions, two in particular that, maybe I realized was sort of the same question, and that was, why am I sick? And the session happened, and there were visions and sort of profound things happening, and that's not exactly what I even would get into when describing this. Sort of the impact of the session hit me a day later, 2 days later, when the culmination of the things I saw and the things I thought about all kind of plopped into place for me. And what I was shown was, these are your weaknesses right here, and maybe this is where they came from. And here's how, if you look at it from over here, here's how these things can be used as a strength. And here's how you perceive to be your deepest vulnerability. It actually becomes sort of a superpower, your most unique gift, if it's used in this way. And that, it was nothing exactly new. But before the session, it was like I was looking out into the world, and I was taking in reality, perceiving it through a certain lens, a certain prescription, like a pair of glasses. And after the session, I knew I was looking at this same reality, and it seemed like it was passing through this new updated prescription before it entered into me and was assigned reality. And this sort of new perspective was, something that I knew I needed. I've been trying to get, and I just haven't figured out how the hell do I get it? How do I focus on what I have and not what I need? I have this sickness, I'm in pain, and I know I need to live in gratitude because I do have so much to be grateful for, but how the hell do I do that? And it was something in the session that it almost did it for me. And, a couple days after, during the integration process, I found myself viewing the world from this place of gratitude, viewing the same reality that I was viewing 3 days prior. But as I was viewing this new reality, from this new perspective, I had this feeling of general safety. And it was like whatever's happening to me and whatever's happening around me, it doesn't matter, because deep down, at the bottom of everything, this fabric of reality is love, and I'm completely protected, and I can let go and be cradled in that love, and I'm home. And what a profound relief to say, wow, just let go and be cradled, and you're good. And what I've been holding on to in this sickness, what I've been trying to wrestle down and force into reality to fit what I think I need, it's been dragging me around, and it's been really scraping me up, and it's made me calloused. And it's so nice to remember, oh yeah, just let go and be cradled. And be protected. You don't need to protect yourself. And so after the session, I was sort of living in this feeling of trust. And what I found was, wow, my physical symptoms, my knee is not as swollen. My nerve in my back, my sciatic nerve, which tends to be kind of chronically flared up throughout the day, it's kind of calmed down a lot. And, I'm not at war with it. And it was sort of this surrender to the sickness that has almost given the physical symptoms, it stopped giving him gasoline. And, working with Iboga, and I've been continuing to microdose these last 2 weeks after the session here, to sort of, address these physical symptoms, it's had a profound difference on how I feel physically throughout the day. And I think that difference comes from how I'm relating to this sickness. You know, I'm no longer fighting it and wrestling it and trying to be the one who's on top and pinning it down. I'm letting myself be pinned, and there's no resistance to it. And for some reason, that seems to not give it the power over me that it used to have. And physically, I feel a lot better from this Lyme disease stuff I've been dealing with. And I don't have it all figured out yet, but it's certainly been a profound thing in my treatment, and maybe the most profound thing I've tried so far. And I'm really grateful for that. And today I have the perspective to live in gratitude of the things that I am grateful for, because I have a lot. And when I have gratitude as my baseline, man, it does seem to do something for my physical health.